This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:18 in the evening and you're with Lynn and Kelvin on the evening edition. And lots of stuff has gone on in the last 45 minutes, I'd say. And we've been talking about how UMNO and PAS previously were calling for snap elections and now have said, we're cool. We know who we want. So nevertheless, the possibility of snap elections aren't off the table. And so we just wanted to kind of get a look at what that would entail, what it would actually involve. And to do that with us, joining us on the line is Azhar Azizan Harun, of course, Art Harun, Chairman of the Election Commission. Art, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Good evening, everybody.
So I just wanted to start actually with a sort of question or hypothesis that was put forward by a listener named Dax, who says, I believe there's another option. Can we hold election for the seats that left Pakatan? As a voter, we voted for Pakatan, not PKR, not Bersatu or whatever. Would that actually have been a possibility of holding elections merely for the seats of the party that left Pakatan?
No, that is under the current legal framework, that cannot be done because we do not have, as you know, we do not have anti-hopping law. And of course, we also do not have party list seats like in other countries in Europe, which practice proportionate representation, you know. There's a party list seat. So the party list seat means the party would nominate the person who occupies the seat. So if he leaves the party, then the party just nominate another person. So we do not have that kind of system, unfortunately. Yeah.
What are the steps then, if we were to talk about a snap election, that would need to be taken up?
Well, under the constitutional framework that we have, we have to, from the day the parliament is dissolved, we have 60 days to organise an election and complete it and announce the result 60 days from the day of the dissolution. And of course, after the dissolution, the SPR, we have to have a meeting not less than 4 days after the dissolution, but not more than 10 days to fix the date, the various date for the election, the nomination day and the date for early voting, you know, things like that. And the issuance of writ and the naming of the returning officer and that kind of thing. So that will be, that will take place not more than 4 days. Sorry, not less than 4 days from dissolution date, but not more than 10 days after the dissolution date.
And so, just off the top of my head, I mean, that would be the same. So when we say election, I suppose, whether the term general or snap becomes comes before it, is it the same thing in terms of preparedness and process?
It is the same thing. It's just that, you know, if it's not snap election, then of course we will have more time to prepare. But if it's a snap election, you know, everything has to be done within that 2 months. And there is no other choice.
And how much would it cost and how would it be funded? Can the country afford it as well, given other ongoing developments like COVID-19?
Okay, I mean, if the GE14 is of any guide, during the GE14, the provision for the election was 500 million bucks, 500 million ringgit. So a bulk of this amount was spent to finance the election workers. You know, we had about 260,000 election workers for GE14, from which we have 222 returning officers, because there are 222 seats, parliamentary seats, right? And for all the states, seats, excluding Sarawak, there were about 29,000. There were about the state seats. I'm not too sure. 505 state seats altogether. 505 state seats together, excluding Sarawak. So that involves 222 returning officers and 29,000 voting streams, 8,800 polling center. So that is the scale that we're talking about. But of course, during my charge, we have, of course, improved many areas. I do not want, for example, the voters to wait for a longer for a long time. So, in the 10 by election that we have run after GE14, we have increased the number of streams. You know, so that there will be more streams at all polling centres, so people do not have to wait for long. And you know, we have provided facilities for the handicapped, for the elderly. You know, we provide buggies. We even provide shuttle services where the polling centres are hilly or undulating, you know, so that they don't have to walk up a hill, that kind of thing. We build ramp for wheelchairs. So, of course, all these things we also wish to do if there is an election. And, of course, all these will involve an increase in the cost.
So on that note, we do have a listener question. I suspect I know the answer, but I'm going to pose it to you anyway. Someone wants to know, can we charge these costs to the current MPs?
Actually, you know, to be quite frank, during one of the engagement that I had, I did say that, you know, I would love to propose a law that, you know, the party, the political party, or the relevant member of parliament who is involved, who causes the by-election or whatever, should bear the cost of election. You know?
Well, there you go.
but you know, under the current legal framework, no, there's no such thing.
And right, and let's say if Parliament is dissolved for elections, do state governments have to do the same to elect new aduns?
No. As we all know, like Sarawak, you know, Sarawak is the only state now which has different date for state election than the general election. So basically, if the parliament is dissolved, the respective state legislative assembly do not stand dissolved automatically. It is up to the state government to decide whether to dissolve the state legislative assembly and advise the relevant sultan or governor to do so.
Art, thank you so much for joining.
No problem. It's a pleasure.
You just heard there from Azhar Azizan Harun, Chairman of the Election Commission, talking to us about snap elections, taking us through, really, I think, a lot of the questions that we've had on the subject about how it would work, how much it would cost, and just helping us understand. So on that note, if you have any messages, thoughts, feelings about the current situation, you can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We've had a lot of messages on the subject of resilience. And so on that note, we have Ben E. King with Stand By Me, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.